Hey, Laura.
Hey, Meredith.
Do you read your horoscope?
I do.
Where do you read your horoscope?
Exclusively astrologyzone.com.
That's OTM producer Laura Mayer, my co-investigator this week. We're both devotees of Astrology Zone, and we're not the only ones. Astrology Zone attracts 6.5 million monthly viewers and 20 million page views. The site publishes 40,000 words of ultra-detailed horoscopes every month. In a year, that's nearly as many words as David Foster Wallace's Infinite Jest.
I just think of myself as a servant to my readers. I love my site, and I it just gives me so much pleasure.
That's Susan Miller, the astrally wise yet mysterious writer of Astrology Zone. Her predictions, written as though Susan were talking directly to you, are gospel to her loyal readers. For the record, I'm a Libra, and Laura is an Aries. I will go through and find the dates and put them in my Google Calendar so that I know, don't sign a contract on the 18th.
And beware of troubled communications on the 13th.
Or like schedule a date for the 11th. Get it in.
Which is like Sunday.
Yeah. How do you read your horoscope?
So the day it's up, I scroll and screenshot the webpage because I want to be able to read it and savor it on the train as opposed to on the train platform, which who the hell knows what's going to be going on with cell service there.
True.
So there are these like, you know, six consecutive pictures on my phone. And then I just like zoom in on the train.
You know what? I now check Twitter. I'll put like Susan Miller into the search because somebody is going to tell you when it's up.
Yeah.
Like those people are on point. They know.
But alternatively, if you search Susan Miller and it's not up and you get that like stream of people being like, Susan Miller, like, where are the astrologers? Like,
you know, my favorite tweets.
I used to watch what would happen at the end of each month, how angry people would get on both sides of it, whether the horoscopes were on time or not.
That's John Methven, author of This Is Your Captain Speaking. John noticed that Susan Miller had a problem. She was late. A lot. And when Susan was late, her followers were very, very unhappy. They would tweet things like, I wonder if I'll ever live to see the day when Susan Miller posts my monthly horoscope on time, hashtag not once, and you have to imagine this one in all caps, throw me a fugging bone here, Susan Miller, it's July 7th, where is my July horoscope, who's going to tell me how to live my life? In July, Astrology Zone's horoscopes were delayed by a week, a full quarter of the way into the month. Laura and I refer to this as the July incident. Later that same month, John wrote a piece for The Atlantic entitled Dude, Where's My Horoscope?, where he detailed the reactions of Miller acolytes.
They were, you know, they were going to different message boards. They were going to Susan Miller's Facebook page and fighting about whether or not they have a right to have these horoscopes on the first, whether or not they have a right to complain about it.
John calls the militant Susan defenders millennials. And as for the fans who were tired of Susan's excuses and constantly delayed predictions?
I called them the Susanistas. And they basically felt that, you know, she has an obligation to post on the first of every month. I think people get very agitated when they have to wait a little bit for anything.
Susan has struggled with autoimmune issues for years. But in 2014, she seemed to get much worse. When her horoscopes were delayed, she, or an assistant, would post updates to Astrology Zone on her Facebook page, explaining that a new medication is taking its toll or that an unexpected complication has kept Susan from working. Susan Miller has long been on the record as being ill. But many fans are on the record, on Facebook and Twitter and message boards, as thinking Susan's excuses are total BS. They say that each apology for a late horoscope sounds like a long, drawn-out, dog-ate-her-homework kind of deal. Her followers believe her when she tells them, I mean us, whether or not to take a flight or to trust a friend, but some of them just can't believe that she's truly as sick as she says.
I'm just like, wow, this is a really, really dark place that humanity has gotten to, where you can like be really mad at a lady who gives you long astrological predictions for free every month because she's having health problems that like prevent her from getting it in on time.
Emily Gould is the author of Friendship and a Susan Miller reader.
I mean, this is one of my biggest pet peeves in general, when people combine their criticism with some sort of phony concern for the person. Like, oh, I'm sorry your mom died and you're going through a bunch of stuff, but like, get it together, Susan. And it's like, ew.
Okay, very important question. What is your sign?
I'm a Libra.
Me too.
With Aries rising and Aries moon.
I am a Taurus with Capricorn rising.
Kate McKean is a longtime Susan Miller fan.
I got married in October, and that's when I was really anxious for my monthly horoscope because I got married in early-ish October and it started to get to the, like, the 5th or something. I don't remember exactly what the day was, but it still hadn't come out. And it was Mercury was in retrograde. And I was like, I need to know, Susan. I need you to tell me if my wedding is going to be fine.
Kate falls somewhere between the Meleniacs and the Susanistas.
This is a free thing we're getting from the internet. And so anytime I feel like I have any opinion about it that she could actually take to heart, or I have never tweeted her directly, I don't think. I've never at-replied her, because who am I? You know, I enjoy her work, and I enjoy it less now that she's been so late, just because, I mean, she's letting down her readers, but even if she has a good reason, she's still kind of letting us down. And, well, also, their horoscopes that I love, but their horoscopes.
This is kind of a sidebar, but recently, Laura and I checked out Susan Miller's official Facebook page, and we noticed something weird. There are people asking Susan Miller not just to predict things, but to make things happen.
So she's like the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. It's not like I want my free horoscope. It's like I want you to put love in my life via my free horoscope.
Totally.
When we asked Susan Miller to comment for this piece, her assistant sent a long note full of the kind of over-explanation that makes the Susanistas so suspicious. Quote, "As I write this, Susan is packing to go to LA for an important business meeting that had been arranged quite some time ago. I tell you that because, as you may not know, Susan has been ill since April and spent 2 weeks in the hospital in November. Her doctors have told her that she may not take on anything outside of what she normally does or had already committed to. If this meeting in LA hadn't been decided on months ago, she wouldn't be going." This email goes on for a few more paragraphs. It made us feel like we knew Susan, like we got a note about an aunt's absence at a family holiday party. It's a nice gesture, but a simple no would have sufficed. Skepticism is the default position for savvy people online, because the internet can be a bizarre and unreliable ecosystem. Trolls and catfish, Nigerian princes and fake cancer survivors, hackers, scammers, hoaxers, doxers. The distribution of belief is a tricky thing. How can a person believe an astrologer when she tells them not to travel on Christmas Eve or to sign any contracts mid-month, but refuse to believe her when she says that she's sick? Why does a supposedly casual horoscope reader believe a stranger's litany of excuses? It's hard to account for exactly why anyone believes what they choose to believe from Susan Miller, but between her ardent defenders and the simple fact that even her most frustrated followers keep coming back, it's clear that she has the trust and affection of many, many people. As Emily Gould puts it,
like, it's like the sort of reassuring, like, something else is in charge, everything's going to be okay, which of course is like a fantasy, but it's just a very compelling fantasy.
I have to say, while I'm fascinated by what we choose to believe online, I'm personally uncomfortable suggesting that Susan Miller could possibly be lying about her illness. I like Susan. I want her to like me. Whatever its provenance, whenever it arrives, her advice feels kind and thoughtful. Plus, I really want her to put good things into the January horoscope for Libras. TLDR was hosted by me, Meredith Haggerty, Libra, and produced by Laura Mayer, Aries, and Ethan Cheel, Taurus. Our executive producer is Kat Rogers, Aries. Breakmaster Cylinder, Mysterious Being, wrote our theme. Our engineer is Jen Munson, Virgo. If you like the show, please subscribe on iTunes and go to onthemedia.org to read my daily blog. I tweet at many, many words and TLDR. For now, I'm TLDR.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.